Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, for in the month of Abib the Lord your God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. You shall therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread with it, even the bread of affliction, for you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with you in all your territory 7 days, neither shall there any part of the flesh, which you sacrificed the first day at evening, remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you. But at the place which the Lord your God shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the time that you came forth out of Egypt. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which the Lord your God shall choose, and you shall turn in the morning, and go unto your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord your God, you shall do no work therein. 7 weeks shall you number unto you, begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as you begin to put the sickle to the grain. And you shall keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord your God with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give unto the Lord your God, according as the Lord your God has blessed you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you, and your son, and your daughter, and your manservant, and your maidservant, and the Levite that is within your gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, that are among you, in the place which the Lord your God has chosen to place his name there. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall observe and do these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, after that you have gathered in your grain and your wine. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you, and your son, and your daughter, and your manservant, and your maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, that are within your gates. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast unto the Lord your God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord your God shall bless you in all your increase, and in all the works of your hands, therefore you shall surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God which he has given you. Judges and officers shall you make in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, throughout your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert judgment, you shall not show partiality, neither take a bribe, for a bribe does blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shall you follow, that you may live, and inherit the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not make a post idol of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord your God, which you shall make you. Neither shall you set up any image, which the Lord your God hates.